Good evening, everyone. I'd like to call to order the Winchester Town Advisory Board for April 9th. I think we'll do a Pledge of Allegiance. How about you, Roxanna?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. Let me introduce the board and everybody. To my right is Ken Dayton, past chair. I'm John Delavos, current chair. This is Roxana Valdares, Victoria Bonner, and Beatrice Martinez.
Mark Donahue.
Mark Donahue. I just gave me his card, so I don't know his name yet. And Judith Siegel on speakerphone. Hey, Judy.
Hi, everybody.
Okay, we're all set. We're all here. So we've got everybody introduced. We all know who we are.
Public comments.
Do we have any public comments before we begin the meeting from anybody in the audience? Okay. Hearing none. I move that we approve the minutes from the March 26th meeting. Is that acceptable? All those in favor?
Aye.
Okay. No opposed? Good. Now I'd like to approve tonight's agenda for April 9th. Any comments? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay, good. Get started. Let's see what's now.
Additional information?
Do we have any informational items this evening from anyone?
So Commissioner Sagerblum is going to have a meet and greet this Thursday right before the Sunrise Manor Town Advisory Board from 5:30 to 6:30 at the Hollywood Rec Center. And then he's also going to be hosting a cleanup this Saturday right at the Flamingo Royal Trail between Land Boulevard and Nellis Boulevard. And the meetup location is Mack Middle School if anyone wants to come clean up your neighborhood. We'd love for you to come to either of those events, of course.
Where's the Hollywood one?
The Hollywood Rec Center?
Yeah.
It's all the way up
Sunrise Mountain?
Yeah, you go to Charleston.
Makes sense, Hollywood Boulevard.
Close to Las Vegas High School, so you can go up and it's right there.
Okay. I was just curious because I'd never heard of that.
I did drop some of the flyers off the local bar right here,
Okay.
Starboard Tag.
Okay.
They're very interested, so you might get some of them
perfect.
To go out.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Yeah. Thank you.
Good.
That's it.
Okay, do we have any upcoming neighborhood meetings or events planned? Okay, well, you just announced the events.
I have one.
Oh, good. All right. Well, then please allow you.
April 20th is Children's Fest here at Winchester. So if you're interested, bring your kids by. They have amazing performances. It's an amazing family day.
What are the hours?
Oh, my goodness. That's from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Oh, wonderful. Great.
And it is here, okay, at Winchester.
Okay. We have one item before us this evening. I'd like to read that. It's Alan William Crane and Gay Joan are here. Item number UC-19-0199. It is a use permit for a vehicle rental business. Design reviews for an outside display area with a proposed vehicle rental business in conjunction with an existing retail commercial center on a portion of 18.5 acres in a C2 general commercial zone in the MUD2 and SOSA, south of Sahara, overlay districts, generally located on the south side of Sahara Avenue and the west side of Market Street within Winchester. For a possible action, is the applicant here this evening?
Present.
Oh, wonderful. Okay. Would you like to tell us a little bit about your project?
Okay,
can you provide your address?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Thank you very much. Would you give us your name and address? I'm new.
My name is Alan William. I go by Bill, my middle name. So it's Bill Crane. My wife is Joan Crane. We are two very senior citizens. I will be 86. On the 6th of August, and my wife will be 83.
God bless both of you.
So we are senior citizens. We have a U-Haul business along with, and we own the building at 953 East Sahara, Suites B 30 and 31. And we are the managers of the building next to us, which is the ST&T building, which currently houses the Vaults Gym. Mm-hmm. And we are planning to open a 501c3 on the bottom floor.
Okay.
With that said, we have a U-Haul business. It is the only trucking business left in commercial center. There were three of them. And we have been before the town board, the commission, back in August, on August the 8th. Mm-hmm. And there was a discussion amongst the then commissioners and the current governor. Had discussion, all of it is visible from the commission. And he suggested 30, we came down to a figure of 25, and that seems to be where we are right now. We requested 25. We'll go before the county commission again next month.
Okay. Can I please add, we don't have a constant 25 trucks or whatever, because the trucks are always going in and out. They're going one way to wherever they're going. The busiest time actually is the end of the month when people have to leave their rentals or whatever and find another place. So that's the local area. But it's not a settled set number of trucks at any time. Okay. If you drive by and you know the area, you can see that during the daytime it's empty. The whole parking lot is basically empty. Okay. For whatever the reason, I don't know. Okay. But we've been there since 2003. Okay. Unfortunately, I've had a heart attack and a stent put in and broke my arm. So I'm not able to do what I could do before. And we have independent contractors that are working with us and working, you know, with you. But just so you understand, it's not a constant flow or a constant stationary thing. You could drive by, there could be maybe two trucks there. We haven't been there yet today. Maybe we'll stop up on the way from there. And that's important to note, because it's not like the trucks are going to be sitting there day in and day out at 25 trucks, because it's not going to happen. Mm-hmm. Okay?
It's not a parking lot kind of thing. We're right. Selling trucks, we're not. Mm-hmm. Okay, you know you all and you know that. We service the people that we can the right courses.
And believe it or not, there's so many legal U-Haul deals east in New York 50 years ago. Believe it or not. Without the computers and all the fancy stuff. I'm having a hard time with all that. My phone too. I like the old flip top. It's very different, okay? It's not like it was when you went on the prepare and did the slip. Everything is computerized now. Mm-hmm. And it's constantly changing. And because of my problems, I'm having a hard time with it.
Okay.
But basically, I just want you to know that it's not that the trucks are going to be sitting there all the
time. No, I understand. I think we understand that. Do we have any comments or questions from the board?
Oh, we have to open it up.
Oh, I'm sorry. Pardon me. Thank you for keeping me honest.
If you want to, does that conclude your presentation?
Yeah. Are you good?
I would assume
that's, okay. That's basically the story. You know what it is. And it's a simple service business. We're located in a position with things around us that we he's been able to survive all these years now.
Okay. Well,
so
that's
we're looking to stabilize it at 25 trust, which is what we agreed upon with the county. So we're just going through the process and this is one of the processes.
All righty. I'd like to open it up for comments from the audience. Does anybody have any questions or concerns?
My name is Ron McMenemy. My address is 900 Karen Avenue, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89109. With me is Mr. Lindsay Olson and Chelsea Kelly. Lindsay Olson is the His address is 953 Sahara Building A. He just purchased this building here. Mm-hmm. I own New Orleans Square. Mm-hmm. And here as well is Chelsea Kelly, who is the head of the Commercial Center Coalition formed with Las Vegas Metro.
Okay.
And code enforcement.
Yes, sir.
So I used to have a U-Haul operation in my building here. Mm-hmm. And they would occupy lots of space in the parking lot. They were limited to 5 trucks. As these folks were limited to 5 trucks. But there were never 5 trucks. There was typically 15 to 20 trucks and at times 30 to 40 trucks in peak periods. Mm-hmm. The trucks would take, but they're an eyesore, number one. Mm-hmm. These are their trucks currently. Okay? They take up quite a large area of the parking lot. They have a little building right here. And they take up 30%, 40% of this parking area over here. Mm-hmm. I got a guy who had 500 square feet that chewed up a bunch of parking. By the way, this truck right here has a for sale sign on it. So it's not for sale, that's clearly, it's for sale. So here are the inherent issues, and I'm speaking for myself, I'm speaking for Daniel Corsatia, who runs the Sahara Event Center, and I also am speaking for the two partnerships that own this building and another building, Cheryl Midby, and here as well as is Mr. Olson here. So collectively, we are the 3/4 of the ownership in Commercial Center. Mm-hmm. We've all been here I've been here for a long time. So when they return the trucks, they empty the trucks and their trash, their leftover furniture and their mattresses in our dumpsters.
Not true.
But,
not okay. True, I'm sorry.
Well, let me speak up.
Okay. So they empty their trash into our dumpsters over here. Mm-hmm. Secondly, they are a haven for drug deals, for prostitution, and for homeless people. They camp in and around the trucks. Now, we have dealt with this for years. I stopped it, and Commissioner Giunchigliani was no more trucks, no more rental trucks in the Commercial Center. Mm-hmm. We have spent a lot of money in remodeling our buildings and bringing in new tenants and new life in the Commercial Center. And we are working with the new Commissioner Siegerblum on driving this up. You know, last Friday we held a First Friday event with Downtown's First Friday, and it was a blowout success.
So, I didn't even know about it.
Yeah, so it's called Friday Squared. So First Friday, come on over.
Okay.
And it's a lot of fun. But nonetheless, Commercial Center has now become the south end of the Arts District in Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. This is the south end with what's happened with the Las Vegas Country Club and other improvements in the area. You know, we want to just keep driving this forward. Mm-hmm. We're spending a ton of money doing it. We're done with the rental trucks and all the drama that goes along with it in Commercial Center. So that's all I have to say.
I would just add, we're a new property owner there, but it's a fairly substantial amount of the property, and are spending a tremendous amount of money on that to bring it back up to a nice property. getting some new tenants in there. But one of the things that I constantly deal with are mattresses and boxes being dumped at our dumpster, which the public won't take. So then it's on me, on us, to remove that stuff that gets dumped out of these trucks before they get returned, because they get charged if they return them with junk in. Mm-hmm. And it's a constant problem, and we're hoping to do something about it.
His building is 118,000 square feet. My buildings are 72,000 square feet. Of course, the T in the corner is 50,000 square feet, and the Hears family and their two buildings are 80-some-odd thousand square feet. You know, we have the most investment in that area. Mm-hmm. And Chelsea, who, well, she heads up the, she works with Officer McMahill, Kelly McMahill, who's Captain McMahill of Metro, and she can address, you know, their concerns along with code enforcement.
So with that, Metro has really, they dislike it a lot because of the fact that a lot of homeless hide in and around and under, and they sleep under there, and then I'm always having to call Metro to shoot them out because we had really cleaned it up in the last 6 months. So, my husband's away.
He's a firefighter.
And so with that, we have a lot of the homeless that keep, it's attractive for them, as well as when a U-Haul is gone and there's space, that's where some men like to go and get some services from prostitution in the area, and we disregard that just the same. So with that, it's an eyesore, as well as the underneath of the code enforcement, because it has weeds and whatnot that grow underneath. And me and Metro and all the other owners from the area, as well as I represent them, it's just not where we're all headed.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, sure.
Comments? Questions?
Yeah.
You have a question for us?
Yeah. Approximately how many times a month would you say do you call Metro to come out?
Now, every 2 days or so. And it's the homeless, but and then they get them out, and it's very clean. Right now, it's mostly the prostitution and the cars that keep parking in and around the U-Haul areas currently.
We used to call them daily. Year and a half ago, daily. Now it's every couple of days, and because of the efforts of tenants and the building owners and her coordinating with Captain McMahon, is they have shut it down. I mean, we're all focused on cleaning it up and avoiding anything that's going to unduly influence the area, which is not doing anymore.
I have a question. Are the trucks parked on the east side of the lot, so between LVAC and the rest of the commercial center? I'm just trying to visualize where the parking lot that's being parked. Yeah, I missed the initial.
So this is LVAC.
Okay.
This is commercial center.
Right.
This originally 40 acres. This land here was removed.
Yeah, that's XO, okay. Liquor right there.
That's XO right here.
Yeah. Right here, okay.
Yes. So this is Green Door.
Yep.
Et cetera, et cetera. This is their building, this little spot right here.
Okay. And this, club,
is,
right?
This is the area
where the trucks are parked.
That's correct.
There's a bar there, Badlands, and there used to be an Oriental art store there way back when.
Excuse me?
The Q Club is also.
Yeah, this is, that's in his building. Q Club is here, that's Lotus, et cetera, New Orleans Square, Sahara Event Center, the center building, and their building is, that's that little spot right there. And this is generally the area, but they also park them along here against this fence. So
that's the fence that fences off that vacant property. It used to be Vegas Village way back when.
That's correct. That's correct.
I know. Yeah.
And the gentleman who runs Hawk's Gym, he's, you know, this was, the trucks have been just a problem with drug dealing and prostitution, quite frankly.
I don't understand what the trucks have to do with drug dealing and prostitution.
Because that's where they hide, so they hang out. People sleep
in
under
between the trucks.
In between the trucks.
Between.
They hang out in between the trucks.
Do you think if the trucks weren't there, they wouldn't find another place in the center?
Well, they wouldn't be out in the open. They wouldn't be out in the open. And that's something you can, I mean, if you look in, you talk with Kelly McMahill, Captain McMahill of Metro, she will tell you specifically the issues. And if you talk to code enforcement, you know, there at one time they were allowed a maximum of 5 trucks. The reference to, you know, limited to 30 is untrue. False.
Are you calling 5. Me a liar, sir?
They're limited to 5
Are
trucks.
Are you calling me a liar?
They're limited to 5 trucks.
You'll be able to speak on
that. They're limited to 5 trucks. Mm-hmm. And code enforcement can support that as well.
Okay, and I do have a question. Since you guys all work together, right, have you guys not brought these issues to them in an effort to try and work together as a community and bring these issues up, like, hey, we have these mattresses, they're being dumped in our dumpsters, we have all these, has that been done? Has there been anything spoken of and said?
It was spoken during our last coalition meeting, which no one was present at for the haul trucks. And Metro has said they were going to keep an eye on it, keep enforcing it. But again, they don't have the people to keep doing that job. It's not their job to manage it.
No one takes responsibility for it.
Okay. May I ask a question? Are you, you seem to be the young lady that kind of handles the sort of overall organization of the individual owners of the buildings and kind of keeps everybody sort of informed? Yeah, yeah. Have in that in your role, have you ever sent them any kind of letters of communications that you can, you know, have as a matter of written record that you would say, you know, well, here's the email I sent and here's the letter I sent. I'm not saying I don't believe it. What I'm saying is there any kind of a record that's been established that that further substantiates the testimony that you're giving us? Not that I don't believe you. I'm just asking.
Yeah, that's not her role.
Okay.
That's the role of code enforcement. Metro will get code enforcement involved, and code enforcement is the one that will go out, take pictures, and enforce what was agreed to.
Okay, well, what I mean is if you have a shopping center that has a coalition of owners and there's somebody that kind of represents them as sort of an outreach person.
Kind of like an HOA.
Kind of, thank you.
Kind of.
Yeah, we're not the HOA.
You would want them to let people know, hey, you know, the other people aren't happy with this and we don't want to call Metro, so we're going to let you fix this before we have to, but we will if you don't.
Metro sees it anyhow. Metro is the one who brings a lot of it to our attention. Things that we are really not aware of, they are more aware of.
Right.
So they really inform us,
right,
you know, and gatherings. It's very informal. Mm-hmm. It's really more of a communication to work closer with Metro. This is not a coalition to organize the owners of commercial center who have been there since 1962. God knows. That'll never happen. Mm-hmm. But it's the best that it's ever going to get.
Mm-hmm.
But this is really a communication with Metro and code enforcement to, you know, take care of all these issues.
Okay. Do you have something
to
add to this?
Yes, my name is Alan Stamm. I live across the street in the Las Vegas Country Club.
Yes, sir.
I know that, you know, Captain McMahill and Sergeant Michelle McCullough have been very active in our neighborhood. I'm also on the board at the Las Vegas Country Club. I'm not speaking as a board member, but I've met with both of them about the things that are taking place in our neighborhood. I know the issues. They're working extremely hard to, you know, take care of the amount of things that are going on. But we're talking about a use permit here. Mm-hmm. What's a use permit? It's a privileged thing, right? Mm-hmm. So is it the right place for the kind of right business? Where do we generally see the rental projects? We see them out on Boulder Highway. You know, that's where a lot of rental
industrial districts for the most part. Doesn't have to be Boulder Highway, but yeah.
This is a, you know, area of our community that's been there since the 60s, and the owners in that complex have spent an enormous amount of money, and a lot of new restaurants have come in, mm-hmm, and several good restaurants have failed. because of the activities that are taking place there, that the owners of these properties are fighting on a daily basis. So, you know, a rental facility in a center that used to be the shopping center in Las Vegas, every weekend it was packed out. Those parking lots were jammed from what I hear in the old days, you know, before the mall was built. And they're trying to build character back up in this community. And I'm in commercial real estate as well. If I were representing a tenant, I wouldn't want to be next to a trucking facility if I had a dry cleaner that's no longer there. Tiffany's gone, right? So, you know, those kind of businesses have left our neighborhood. We don't have them in our neighborhood anymore. We don't need a truck rental facility. That's for people moving out of town or moving to town. We need local businesses doing local projects, supporting the local community, and the local community supporting them. Thank you.
You're welcome, sir. Thank you. Did you state your name and address for the record, sir?
Yes, you did.
Did you? Okay. I'm sure I got that. Do we have any more comments from the public? Yes, sir.
It's the haves and the have-nots. We're the have-nots. We're running an honest business. We get people out of the country club almost on a daily basis because they move in and they move out. There are people selling there, buying there. Mr. McLennan is a real estate agent. He would like to own the entire shopping center. What he wants to do with it, I don't know. We are not the haves. We don't have a lot of money. We work hard at our business in our old age because we haven't got enough income to be like that. With the money that put everybody down. We're working hard and we ask the opportunity to spend it on the stock.
I have heard anything about it. I have to interject. Number one, we do not clean out the trucks and throw mattresses and whatever. At one point, along street behind the furniture store, there's an open lot. Used to be a flea market there that was taken down. And we don't bring the homeless. So he's wrong if he's accusing us of doing it. Okay? As far as the prostitutes, he had a training thing up on the second level of his building. Okay? Now, I'm not even concerned with that. Okay? Because I know he's lying. Okay? The thing is this. We don't clean out and throw stuff in his garbage thing or anybody else's. We have our own garbage thing in the back off Market Street. And mattresses are not something that we would throw away. We have a storage place. There's someone who has a storage place. They take all the old stuff and take it away.
It's the customers that don't.
Yeah. Okay. So that's not really true. Okay. Come by yourselves and see what's going on here. Okay. I mean, I don't want to get into a whole lot of not nice things that I could say, because that's not where it's at, and that's not where we're at. We just want to be able to make a living, to keep the place going. We bought the building in 2003. We worked very hard. When our tenants left, they were the Gay and Lesbian Coalition. Okay? We had to find a way to do something to maintain the building because I still have, we have a mortgage on it here, okay? And so we decided we were going to do a little sandwich shop inside, and then we took on Mule, and we have an entertainment on it. It's two suites, B30 and B31, okay? We have shows, we have rhythm and blues on Friday and Saturday night. Okay? And that's all we're saying is we would like to just be able to exist and make some money. Five trucks cannot make it. I have to tell you that. There's a big, big, big difference. And we are not there to hurt anybody, and we're not looking to do any damage. And we watch. Make sure there are things going on. It's not necessarily from us, okay? Yes, there are homeless all over, and they're outside the center. They've been chased away 18 times. You can't imagine how many times they've been sent away. Okay, they built cities with smokestacks underneath the blankets or what they use for the roofs and stuff. It's amazing. But that's not us, okay? Never has been us.
I don't think he's not saying that that's you. He's saying that the trucks provide.
Well, he's saying that we're helping to bring that there.
I don't think he said. I didn't interpret that way. I'm just.
Well, okay, but that's how I interpret it.
Okay.
I mean, I've met.
The trucks have nothing to do with the junk in there. Nothing to do with it at all. We charge if the truck doesn't come back
clean.
Right.
They know that. We charge them if they don't put the gas
in. Thus the illegal dumping in the neighbors.
It's very illegal dumping. They don't dump there, though. They bring the trucks back to me.
Right, and I understand you guys don't have control over where your clients dump their trash before they drop the truck off.
We have the dumpster. They can take it out back and put it in our dumpster.
Right.
They don't because they bring them back clean. They know they got to be clean. Not everybody moves mattresses. It just isn't everybody that moves that.
Yeah.
A lot of the people from the country club who come to us are going to pick up furniture that they went to buy. They don't want to pay the high fee to deliver them. We get a big 10% out of what we get. So if you spend $100, we get 10. I can't do it on 5 trucks. I can't help the owners with $50 a day.
You wish to speak now?
Yes, their dumpster is not that big, so in a lot of the dumping goes in the middle one to where, and then his is massive, and that's where all the trucks stop, actually, and get rid of whatever they want.
It's not true.
Okay. Do we have
that's
any more comments from the board? I have a couple things.
Do you want to close the public
hearing? Yeah, we'll close the public comment. Do we have anything else that anyone would like to add? Okay, then that's closed. Comments from the board members?
I have a question about this case, CE18-15544, the zoning violations. Mm-hmm. It looks like that's still active. Is that correct?
That's affirmative, Mr. Dayton, the code enforcement violation. As present with this special use permit before the town advisory board this evening is active.
So what is it that they would need to do to close that violation case?
So in order to close the violation case, Mr. Dayton, the Board of County Commissioners is going to have to make a determination as to whether the land use application can be approved with conditions limiting the number of rental trucks on site, or the other option the Board of County Commissioners will have is to deny the application in its entirety, and the applicant would be required to comply either with the denial of an application or conditions set forth of an approval by the Board of County Commissioners.
Okay.
Mark said? No, I have a couple of items. I noticed that you originally applied for this permit you were before the board on the 8th of August and of 2018, and that's when you first appeared before the county commission, and you were given, told to get a provisional permit and et cetera, et cetera. And you were told at that time, you weren't told, but you knew at that time that you weren't approved for 29 trucks or 25 trucks or anything more yet. That's what you're doing now. And yet on October 4th, you were cited for having 29 U-Haul trucks there. How did the communication get so contorted that you can have 5 until you come before the town board and then subsequently be approved by the planning commission or county commission, change so that you got up to 29 vehicles without being aware that you had exceeded the number that you just 2 months before had gotten been told of?
Okay. The trucks, we don't control when trucks come into Nevada, into Las Vegas. You can get trucks that come in and want to go to a location where they're near. We don't have any say in that. If you would look at everything, U-Haul controls everything. They know exactly what's going on and exactly what's being rented, what's going out, what's whatever. I can't say that. They may not have been there before. I don't know, honestly. Okay.
I mean, well, that's how the complaint got generated, though, wasn't because there were just five vehicles. And if they do know all those things, which I don't have any doubt that you're telling me the truth that they do know that, wouldn't they know when you had maxed out your intake capability and say, you know, we love you, thanks for renting our truck, but you ain't dropping it off at Commercial Center because those folks aren't allowed to take any more vehicles other than five, and they have five in their lot right now. So where do you plan on leaving this, Mr. Smith? You know what I'm saying? Because you can't throw this at these people in their business because these people don't have the room for it. So
I understand what you're saying, but I can't answer because I don't know how they judge it. I know what I basically know is I may have three trucks there today, and there may be seven trucks because some are coming from out of the state. Okay, coming here. Do you have a better answer to that?
Yes. I went down to plan, and I spoke to plan. There was a time when Mr. McMenemy had a truck business at his place.
He said that.
Okay. He put them out himself. He took their lease from it. Left them in with no means of moving them. There was another one on the other side of me at the print shop. Mm-hmm. He had budget. He took his license away. They tried to take our license. I went to the county commission, I went to the planning board, and I spoke with them. And this is the agreement that we came to. They knew how many trucks we had. If somebody was to register a complaint, that somebody did from Hawk's Gym, they registered a complaint. But they said the trucks were parked along the fence. We moved the trucks away from the fence. They no longer are parked. We work with the planning board. Everything that I have here is all from the planning board. We go back in front of the county commission on the
8th.
May 8th.
May 8th. Okay, May 8th. We have been working with the civil district attorney. We have been working with everyone, and we came to an agreement of 25 trucks in a parking lot that has over 1,300 parking spots, as near as I can tell. We try to keep them together, we try to keep the counts down, we try to keep everything clean, we try to keep everything good. If we take this away and make people go all the way down to Boulder Highway to get a truck, when they live in the country club, that's the only reason.
There's a rental place at the Vons on Maryland. I'm just saying, you don't have to go all the way down to Boulder Highway.
Those are the five truck places, yes.
They're everywhere.
We have come to an agreement.
But this one in Hopkinson, right across the river here,
right.
The five truck place is a lot of places.
If I may, I tend to agree. I think the trucks are an eyesore. You know, it sounds to me like they're attracting criminal activity. I think the trucks themselves, not you individually. You know, the commercial center is, you know, it's every other week there's someone in front of us with the commercial center and live in the community. We want to see it blossom. We want to see those vacant spaces be filled with businesses. And I think with 25 U-Haul trucks in the parking lot, it's you know, generally speaking, those types of businesses, when I've used them in the past and when I see them, they're in more industrial areas or areas not right in the middle of a shopping center. So I don't know that it's the most appropriate place for a business like that. It sounds to me like it's zoned for five trucks. You know, the zoning is probably was done thoughtfully and you know, considered, you know, they considered a lot of the options. So I tend to, you know, I mean, if you guys don't have any more questions.
Well, to a point you just made, if we end up with a photo of the area that looks like it had probably 15 or 18 trucks, just a guess.
19.
Okay, I was pretty close. And the permit is for 5, then if the permit goes...
One's for sale.
Yeah, one is for sale. Then if the permit goes to 25, are we going to end up with 40 or 50 trucks? See, that would be a concern that I would have because if it's 3 times or almost 4 times the amount that's allowed when 5 is the number, well, what's it going to grow to if 25 is the number?
It's number 5.
Well, I'm saying if 5 is the number. Yeah. But what's it going to grow to if 25 is the number? 40, 60, 80? I mean, I don't know. I'm not saying it will. But I'm just saying it appears that that seems to attract more activity. So when people see a whole lot of them, they look at it as like a major center for that kind of thing. And I don't think that's really commercial centers' purpose. At least I've been living in this neighborhood for 12 years for the second time. First time, another 12 years, 11 years before that. So I kind of know the area. And I just don't see that as a very compatible use. That's my own personal opinion. So,
Judy, are you still there?
Judy?
Yeah, still here.
Do you have any questions, Judy?
Or any comments about this?
Okay, no questions.
No questions. Well, I move we take a vote. I think we've discussed this matter thoroughly.
Yeah.
All those in favor of...
Well, we need a motion.
Wait. May I move that we... my motion is to deny this application, and that is simply because I don't see this as being the best fit for that neighborhood or for the area. I think the fact that more businesses have gone out of that area like this indicates where this trend is headed. If there were 4 businesses before and there is now 1, to me that's telling all of us something. So I move that we deny this application. Does anybody?
A second.
Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed?
Thank you for putting us out of business.
Yeah.
Well, sorry. The Board of County Commissioners.
I'll think very highly of you.
Stay calm. This is a very upsetting thing. Okay?
I'm sure
this is the haves against the have-nots. You've got. We do not.
I will give
you're
you
putting us out of this.
One.
Thank you.
Watch Mr. McMahon. He is not the angel that he looks to be.
The item's closed. The Board of County Commissioners is
so
the final say.
So.
Yeah, they will be the final determining factor. We're just recommending.
That's correct.
Whatever.
That's correct.
Thank you.
Come on.
Very nice. It's upsetting, but...
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
I think this meeting is... wait, hold on. I'm sorry. Do we have any other general business or this time? Public comments from anyone in the audience?
From anybody? Oh, look. Please state your name for the record.
Yes.
Hi, I'm public. My name is Sharonda, and I am the, once again, newly elected president of the Friends of Winchester. We came in today and tried to sneak in at the end of the meeting to not be disruptive. We wanted to introduce our new board to you.
Oh, wonderful.
I am the president.
Congratulations.
Heather Kaczynski is my vice president. My secretary, P.J. Witte, our treasurer, Mary Willick. And just last month, our voted in member at large, Katrina Randall.
Congratulations. Wonderful.
I want to introduce ourselves to the board and to anyone who comes so that you all know that we are now, thank you, Beatrice, we are so happy. We are now officially a 501c3 organization.
Wonderful. Congratulations.
Which means that we are expanding past Winchester Ground Zero Cultural Center out into the community.
Like casinos?
Everywhere. So speaking of commercial center, one of the things that we've been wanting to do since we've been here is do sort of a fun run day where we are having our community, all of Winchester, come by, see what's happening. Commercial center, we want it to kind of be our start and our end. because it's kind of the middle of Winchester. And so we want everybody in the community to kind of see it. So now that we're a nonprofit and we can get some grant money to do fun things, we will be by to come see Commercial Center in New Orleans Square so we can make sure that we're doing something that's beneficial to them. Because obviously we don't want just a bunch of people running around and, you know, pointing at windows. We want to make sure that we're working in conjunction. But just so you all know, we wanted to put it out there that we intend to be more visible in the community now that we can expand. Because being a nonprofit gives us a little more leeway than, you know, only helping here at the center. So now we're able to go everywhere and make a little money and do a little help and do a little good in the community. So we've got some things coming up. We meet on the same day that you meet. But it's just one Tuesday. We meet the second Tuesday of every month from 5:30 to 6:30. And that's so that we don't interrupt the meeting. So that if someone needed to come and check out what we're doing at our meeting, they could still get here and vice versa. If someone had to do something here first, they could come and finish with us, just so we know what's going on. So you may see us sneak in at the end of the meeting again each time just to let you know if something is coming up. Great. If you need something from our organization, you know, that just to get the word out about something, or if there's a particular item coming up that is like more community involved, we are New Friends WCC at Wixsite. We have a Wixsite.
Cool. Mm-hmm. I have a
Winchester friend. Community Center.
Oh, she has a card.
I might have a card.
WCC.
WCC, yes, because we were Winchester Cultural Center.
Do I have a
And we have a Facebook and an Instagram, so you can follow us. We've thus far been helping. We're working on a grant to refurbish the garden so we can restore it to its original glory. We have a scout doing a project for us, an Eagle Scout project, so we'll have some new things in the back of the garden. We're speaking with the Audubon Society. We're going to have a bird marker for the hundreds of varieties of birds that we have in our garden. So we're just going to try and make this a place where everybody can come and know that they can find us, just as they know they can find the township board here. So hopefully we're going to work together and do some wonderful things.
Nice.
Marvelous.
Thank you,
Sharonda.
Come here, Sharonda.
Next meeting date?
The next meeting date will be, let's see, what's the 9th, 23rd.
April
30th. April
30th.
Oh.
We're skipping the tickets.
Okay. Well, I didn't know that.
It's on the agenda.
Oh, okay.
You guys, hold on. The meeting is still in session. We haven't adjourned yet, please.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Sorry. The next meeting will be April 30th. I found my meeting date. Thank you. So, anybody else? I think we can adjourn this meeting. Thank you very much, everybody, for coming.
John, the president.
Ah, you're so cute.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Bye, Judy.
You're welcome.
You. Miss your face.
I can't wait to meet you one day. We miss your pretty face.
That's
ACC. Oh!
You tell me.